Nope.
I signed as another cart was brought up to returns. I had just finished sorting out the other carts, going to their departments, but one huge one came up.
You're welcome, the man said, leaving the area I was in.
I work returns at a store, because I don't like stocking things, or doing any other stuff in the back of the store. Besides, it was a bit calming. I got to listen to music from my favorite artists, or listen to some good horror stories, as long as I had one earphone open. I don't talk much to others. I work with two other people in returns, one during the weekdays and one during the weekends. Both of them are so kind and so hardworking that I actually don't blame them for having their shifts off for these 4 days. Anyway, it's not really important, to be honest. I'm just spitballing to avoid talking about what really happened. I don't think it was even part of this world. I was putting up the returns for the toy department when I saw a door. Granted, one of the doors that lead to the back is in the toy department, but this was different. It was one of those doors meant for movie theaters. A sign said, "For use during lunch and breaks." I was confused. I had never seen it before, nor had I had any sort of indication that such a door was being installed without the telltale signs. I checked the time. 1:58 a.m. Since I worked the night shift, it was almost my lunchtime. I pulled up the app for the store I was in and clocked out for lunch, and then I went inside. It was strange. I walked in expecting a small room with a TV, maybe some kind of soda machine, like a normal break room. But no. It was a full-on theater lobby. At first, I was excited. I loved movie theaters. The rush of watching the latest movie, along with seeing trailers for other random movies I know I won't watch, makes me happy. But something was off. At the time, I thought it was part of some Halloween celebration that was canceled, as dumb as it sounds. Because there were veins on the floor and on the walls. The type you see on a human body. "Hello? What the hell is this?" I called out. "If this is..." I never got a chance to finish that sentence. The doors behind me slammed shut, and when I turned around, they were gone. I immediately pulled out my phone to text my friend at work. Of course, there was no signal. I rolled my eyes and said, "Great, I'm in a horror movie now," with heavy sarcasm. For someone who loved horror media, I just fell into its tropes of investigating something without any sort of backup plan. I went deeper into the movie theater. There was only one movie playing, though I couldn't read what it was. The text was messy, and I swear, it looked like it was drooling. "Too late to get out," I mused to myself. I went into the room that was playing the movie. I walked deeper into the room, and what I saw scared me. The seats were mouths with teeth and tongues inside them. The walls were moving and breathing like a pair of lungs would, but they looked decayed. The screen was beating like a heart. The speakers, wherever they were playing the audio from a movie, but along with that, I could hear the heartbeat. I almost broke at the sight of this. But everything got worse. I saw the floor. Skin. A tap on the shoulder made me scream as I turned around. It was a skinless man. Organs long since gone. Eyes shrunk into the base of his skull. But I could still see the muscle. I remembered he tried to speak, but all that came out was off. I could see what remained of his lips speak, but all he was able to muster was a gurgling noise, as if he was choking on his own blood. I did what any reasonable person would. I pulled out my small box cutter that I had on me since the day I started working, and used it for an attack. I didn't know if it would affect him, but anything was better than giving up to this hellish place. I then slashed at his arm so I wouldn't be grabbed. It worked somehow. I definitely know for a fact that box cutters aren't sharp enough to cut an arm off, but it did for this thing. I ran away towards the lobby and saw the door. This place was alive and knew I was leaving. I heard the cries of so many people that I couldn't even tell the ages or gender or if they were even human at all. I pushed through the doors and landed on the floor of the toy section. I breathed and sobbed a bit. I got up and wiped my eyes. I looked at my phone to see how much time had passed. But it was still 1:58 a.m. That didn't make any sense. I didn't know how long I was in there, but it definitely was not less than a minute. I walked back to the break room and spent the rest of lunch trying my best not to sob. Obviously, I couldn't eat. It's been a couple of weeks, and I still have no idea what the hell I saw. Anytime I drive by a theater now, I can hear the audio and heartbeat and the gurgling. My friends from outside of work make fun of me for not wanting to watch the latest movies anymore. I don't care. I'll be sticking to Blu-rays and DVDs for a while. I don't even know why I'm telling this story on here. To get it off my chest, I guess. I don't know. I just hope I never see that place ever again. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Nope Too Creepy podcast. If you want to learn more about the author of this story, just check the show notes and you'll find all the necessary links. If I haven't earned it already, I hope this is the week you choose to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. Until next time, everybody, this is Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. I'll be seeing you in the next episode. Nope.